Israeli officials tell CBS News that Parliament, the Knesset, is set to vote Saturday after sunset. The Prime Minister's office says the first hostages could be released this Sunday.
Well, now to Southern California, CBS's Rob Marciano reports in the fire destruction zone. The concern now is about possible landslides.
The water used by firefighters may have led to scenes like this. A home in Pacific Palisades, lucky to survive the fire, then splitting completely in half.
The infrastructure under thousands of homes have been compromised.
The saturated grounds along hillsides have become unstable and threaten the ability for some residents to return.
Medicare has announced 15 additional drugs it's targeting for price reduction, including Ozempic and Wegovy. Wall Street, the Dow is up 440. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine jury came back and said not guilty. It was the trial of the man charged in the 2023 New Year's Day shooting at a Racine bar. Attorneys for Abdullah Rashada argued self-defense in the shooting at reruns, which killed Billy Petty. Legendary Brewers announcer Bob Uecker passed away at 90, leaving a significant impact on Wisconsin and Racine. Uecker was connected to the Bell City through his boating and fishing. For 17 years, the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational was held at Reef Point Marina. That event raised thousands for Make-A-Wish. A 70-year-old man died in a collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer in Kenosha County yesterday. The northbound semi didn't stop at a stop sign, causing the westbound pickup truck to become trapped underneath. The identity of the man killed hasn't been released. A new year and a new name for law enforcement in Kenosha County. It's a rebrand for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. They will now be known as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. The name change is said to be an effort to modernize operations. And a heavy urban rescue team was called to the Racine Zoo yesterday. The Milwaukee Fire Department's specialized crew was called to assist with an unspecified procedure involving a giraffe. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uecker to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what. And he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A warm winter day with breezy winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and highs reaching the mid-40s. Clouds increase tonight and a cold front swings through, which could spark up a few flurries. Drags our overnight lows to the upper teens and for tomorrow, highs at about 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 44 degrees.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December.
I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Yeah.
friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Cranking it up just a bit with the airplane.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we wouldn't have to wait so long? That wouldn't
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And I'm Dan Marcus. Next week, we'll tell you how you can win those tickets to see Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and the Association in one show at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th. Yes, we've got tickets. Yes, we're giving them away. Yes, we're WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
you talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. And I gotta let her know, just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. Well, I laughed, but that didn't.
She's in love with me and I feel fine.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Song from back in the day when all it took to feel fine was that she's in love with you. Now, let's get you up to speed on what's going on around the world and up your street. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A giraffe at the Racine Zoo has died after falling in his holding area yesterday. Jabari, a Maasai giraffe, had been a resident since October 2017. He was unable to get back on his feet after a fall, despite the efforts of over 50 animal care specialists and firefighters. In response to the loss, the zoo is closed today to allow staff time to grieve. Racine is remembering Bob Uecker. The legendary Milwaukee Brewers announcer known as Mr. Baseball passed away yesterday at 90, leaving a lasting impact on Wisconsin and beyond. Uecker's connection to Racine ran deep. As a boater and fisherman, for years he was frequently seen at Skipper Bud's. For 17 years, Reef Point Marina hosted the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational. That event raised thousands for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's no information out yet about a Uecker memorial. There is no longer a Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. As of January 1st, it's the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. Since 1836, it was known as the former, with the latter coming into play this year. The law enforcement agency serving Kenosha County rebranded in an effort, according to a statement, to modernize operations and align with contemporary law enforcement practices. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A warm winter day with breezy winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and highs reaching the mid-40s. Clouds increase tonight and a cold front swings through, which could spark up a few flurries. Drags our overnight lows to the upper teens and for tomorrow, highs at about 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 44 degrees.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Name of the band, We Five, as opposed to another band called Them Five.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
My pain, just to ease. is the vault door again. Which means time for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Song lost to the radio for a while, but I'm bringing them back. If you think of the Beach Boys, what do you think? Great Brian Wilson compositions. But not every hit that the Beach Boys did was a Brian Wilson original composition. For example, Barbara Ann. Not originally written by Brian Wilson. And this next song, same thing. This song came out first in 1958, was a hit for Bobby Freeman. Then 6 years later, was a hit for Del Shannon. And then the year after that came this Beach Boys version. Even into the 70s, this song was making hits for people like Bette Midler. The song, Do You Want to Dance? And what's really significant about this song, two things. First of all, it's a relatively rare lead vocal by Dennis Wilson, brother of Brian, one of the three Wilson brothers in the Beach Boys band. And it also marked the first time that Brian Wilson used primarily studio session musicians for the backing track. The Wrecking Crew, you've heard of them perhaps. The song, Do You Want to Dance? A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Do you want to dance and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your loving man. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Do you want to dance? Come to the moonlight. Hold me, baby, all through the night. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Oh, do you
Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Beach Boys, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Absent from the radio for a while, and I'm in charge of bringing them back. Now, coming up Monday morning at 9:45-ish, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, first made popular by Johann Sebastian Bach. Seriously. But the 1965 hit, you know as, well, tune in at 9:45 Monday morning for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Hits WRJN. What I wouldn't give for a chance to speak with Linda Ronstadt.
You and I cuddle to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child,
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another
Linda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. TikTok CEO Xiao Chu is thanking President-elect Donald Trump for pledging to block a ban of the app, a ban the Supreme Court has upheld.
I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us to find a solution that keeps TikTok available in the United States.
CBS's Christopher Cruz has more.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley voted in favor of the law and says the court made the right decision.
It can track your whereabouts. It can read your text messages. It can track your keystrokes. It has access to your phone records.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says he hopes the app can still be used in the U.S.
China should not own it, but it should continue to exist in this country.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
With frigid weather in the forecast, President-elect Trump is moving Monday's inauguration indoors.
The last time this happened was 40 years ago when Ronald Reagan's second oath was taken indoors in the Capitol Rotunda.
CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The proceedings will still happen at 12 p.m., presumably with the same speakers. They have an inaugural parade for each presidential inauguration, and according to the president-elect's post and some of our reporting, they're going to move the parade indoors to Washington, D.C.'s basketball arena.
The polar vortex this week going to even reach the deep south. KFDM's TV's Taylor Justice has more on the preparations in Beaumont, Texas.
Crews powering